Reflection by Father Luis Cezano. Mark 7:14-23. What comes out from within? 1. Summoned the crowd. Jesus is categorical. He shows people that he didn't come only to do favors and heal the sick. He came to teach a clear message that religion is not above God, that the external is not the most important aspect of life, nor is it the main thing that God takes into account. God looks at the heart. In Judaism, traditions and Jewish laws were at the very high level, leaving aside the person and his inner self. We must strive not to be stiff Christians who only tick off the devotions we carried out each day. We are people who have to look others in the eye and not over or through them. We are Christians, that is to say, other Christs. 2. The pure and the impure. There are times when we think we are pure because we belong to a certain community or group, or just because we comply with certain things. I was explaining to a member of a parish group that there was a new person in charge of the area. She said, "I don't think so." And I asked why. She answered, "Because I don't like the way she speaks and her way of being." I told her that if we go for that, even I couldn't be a priest, since I'm not well-spoken either. Let's look at the cross. Jesus gave his life for you and for me. Remember, one of the men who was crucified at Jesus' side, the one we commonly refer to as the good thief. He can be considered the first saint of the Catholic Church, since Jesus himself canonizing him, saying, "Today you will be with me in paradise." And the chief priests with the scribes and the elders stood at the foot of the cross mocking Jesus. Isn't that quite contradictory? The learned believer, the one who followed all the rules and traditions, killing Jesus, and the condemned public sinner entering heaven. 3. The interior. It's what's within you that you must work to change. This is where Jesus wants to be, working inside you, not condemning you, but illuminating you. How important is it to cultivate the heart and fill it with God? It's the interior that matters, that moves your actions, the strength and love that move you and bring about good come from within you. Discover God in you and take our God to others' hearts that are empty. God never abandons you because he loves you. Remember that something good is on the way. God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.